Welcome aboard, Justice.
Thank you.
Okay, we're back on.
Thank you, Madam. We call this meeting back to order, and we're on ONC 20-13. And Mr. Speaker, you have the floor.
Thank you, Congressman Big Horse. Welcome, Chief Justice Drant. Just so you know, we have, do you want to do a roll call so she'll know exactly who is here?
Congressman Maker?
Here.
Congressman Walker?
Here.
Congressman Tillman?
Here.
Congressman Potts?
Present.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Present.
Congressman Big Horse?
Present.
Mr. Chair, if I may.
Yes, sir. You have the floor.
We are discussing Bill Number ONCA 20-13. This is an act to amend ONCA 14-39 to revise the compensation of the Chief Trial Judge and Associate Judges of the Osage Nation Trial Court in accordance with Article 8 of the Osage Nation Constitution and to establish an alternate effective date. I'd like to read the findings. Article 8, Section 10 states, Supreme Court justices and trial court judges shall be reasonably compensated. No increase or decrease in compensation shall take effect until after the next general election or appointment to that office. So we jumped down and we've had this bill in front of us, the committee, the amendments to the Section 3 of ONCA 1439, Section 3, Paragraph 8, refers to the Chief Trial Judge, and then Section 3, Paragraph 9 of ONCA 1439 applies to the Associate Judges. So we've read that, we've looked at that, and I've invited Chief Justice Drant to join us for comment. Chief Justice Drant, thank you so much for being here. The floor is yours, and to comment on ONCA 2013.
Okay, well, good afternoon, everyone. Thank you so much for allowing me to sort of crash your meeting by phone. So I hope everyone is healthy and everyone is safe and your families are doing well. This is just a very strange time, so I'm glad everyone's here. So the purpose of this bill is to revisit and to revise the compensation for our trial court judges. This only is as to the trial court judge. It's been done kind of piecemeal. Originally, the chief trial court judge and the associate judges had sort of the same compensation structure, and then it was broken out when we learned that the associate judges were doing a majority of the work and their fees were going up while the chief judges was going down. And so now we're at a point where everyone's workload is about the same, with the chief trial judge taking on a lot more work than before. And so now we're in a situation where we need to revisit the chief trial judge's compensation. I do want to point out that the last time this legislation was amended, it was to increase the research and writing dollars for the associate judges. Then Congresswoman Edwards had pointed out correctly that the chief trial judges remained at 10,000, and that was something that would need to be corrected in the future. So that is also part of what we're trying to do, is to make it so that the chief trial judge and the associate judges all have the same research and writing cap for the for their compensation.
Thank you, Chief. Thank you, Chief Justice. Could you speak to the effect and the timing of this bill with regards to the general election?
Absolutely. So we attempted to try to correct this and to get some of these changes put in at a special session after October 1. And the Attorney General opined that even though it was after a general election, because the new chief judge had already been installed, that it was too late and that any changes to compensation should have been done before the general election took place. So now we're kind of in a really time-sensitive area. I do want to note that opinion has since been withdrawn, But, you know, if the question is posed again, the answer will likely be the same. So what we're looking at is to get this legislation adopted and approved before the next general election, and it takes effect after the general election. So it'll take effect when the new officers get sworn in, and I think we put in July for the effective date. But the idea is for it to take effect, yeah, after the general election. So law gets enacted before the election, and then afterwards is when it takes effect. So that's why it's time sensitive right now. We prefer to wait until the regular session. The CJO session in the fall, it would be too late again, and we would continue to have sort of the same problem that we've been having. So that's the time sensitive nature of it.
Thank you, Chief Justice Durant. Mr. Chair, if you would like to ask the committee for any comment or questions.
Yes, I do see the effective date is July 5th, 2020. So any comment or question, members? Hearing none. Sponsor, Tilden.
If there are no questions from the committee, I'd like to make a motion to pass Bill number ONCA 20-13 from the government operations to the floor of Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Second, this is Alice.
Okay, we have a motion from Hillman and a second from Congresswoman Big Fox. All in favor, signify by saying
aye.
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 Those opposed? All right, the bill moves on to the floor. Thank you, Chief Justice, so much for joining us.
Yes, and thank you so much for this. I really appreciate it. And again, I just hope everyone is staying safe and healthy, and that we all see the end of this maybe a little bit wider. So thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for those words. Okay.
Okay, I'm going to sign off. So take care, everybody. Thank you.
Be safe.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
That moves us down to number 8, motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Chairman, before everybody hangs up, could the clerk just make a notation real quick to everyone? I'm going to be sending out the committee report for this bill within the next 5 minutes, and if everyone could get that back to Dana and I within the next 30 minutes after you've received it, that would be amazing, and we would greatly appreciate it.
No problem. Please use it here. Thank you, members.
Thank you, Chair.
Congressman Big Horse, are you following?